it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Time for the garden show on this Thursday morning, and Dwayne and I are still social distancing by 12-some miles. That should do it, Dwayne, right?
Yeah, it sure should. I don't like all this stuff, but I guess that's what we got to do.
That's right.
Play it safe.
Yep. How's it going over there at Heather Floral Nursery?
It's good. I've had a lot of questions on landscaping and going out and doing estimates, and, you know, people are maybe staying home a little bit more and just want to doll it up a little bit. So if you have questions on that, I'll be glad to help them out, or if they want to send me pictures or whatever. So,
yeah.
A lot of landscaping questions.
All right. And so we're going to open up our phone lines once again. Any lawn or garden questions for Dwayne, give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. For any of your lawn and garden questions. And I missed the show.
We got to do a shout-out, Paul.
We're going to do a shout-out to who?
Terry. I got two of them.
Okay.
For birthdays, for Terry Overlander and my daughter-in-law, Andrea Hasted's birthday today.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Birthdays, I should say, yep. So they're both not getting younger, I guess. But happy birthday, Terry and Andrea.
That's right. Yeah, Terry's just another year older, right?
And another year smarter.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the plant of the week?
I've heard you already had some questions on it. So plant of the week is called Carl Forrester Feather Reed Grass. Oh, that is mouthful.
Wow.
Carl Forrester Grass. And it's a variety of feather reed grass. It's the characteristics of it. It'll get about 4 feet tall. It's very, very hardy. And it's a clump grass, which means it stays in a clump. Some grasses send underground shoots out, like bluegrass. This doesn't do that, so it doesn't spread all over. So it's a very, and it has the seed heads on top. It's kind of a light tan seed head.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular grass and very hardy, very easy to take care of. Only maintenance really is in the fall or early spring. Just cut it to the ground and it comes back.
Comes back tall again, huh?
Yep.
Can you see any of them around?
Well, like we were talking about, there's a lot of them around town, Madison. There's in Dawson here at the new hospital. There's the boulevards or the meridian type things. There's a lot of them in there, and very easy to grow. It's very popular in fall like this. It shows off a lot. Grasses are in the fall. They kind of shine.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kind of perennial grasses out there, like big blue stem, little blue stem, and there's one, Ice Cool, it's called, is a fescue grass. So if you're looking for perennial grasses, we sell a lot of them.
Okay. Yeah, that, well, how did it get its name? Carl Forrester grass.
Carl Forrester must be the guy that found it or whatever, or developed it, and it's a type of reed grass, feather reed grass.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like real native kind of a plant, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of plants like that. But, yeah, you know, about 20 years ago, it became popular, and I was thinking, why is anybody going to want to plant grass? You know, we're from Grassland, USA out here. But it's really, really, really popular. Actually, when I was at the University of Minnesota, the Arboretum was starting to develop a lot of these, and I had to work with them. And I was just thinking, yeah, coming from grass country, yeah, really, this ain't going to work.
Right.
But
so it's an easy popular. It's an easy plant to take care of then?
All those perennial grasses are easy to take care of. And the most popular ones are what I was calling the clump grass. That means it stays in a bunch. It doesn't spread.
Okay.
And it's like in your garden and stuff, it doesn't take over.
Okay.
So we sell a lot of different types of clump grass. Ones that are blue, ones that are red, green ones, different types of seed heads on there. Miscanthus grass is a little bigger one that has that big white seed head on it. That's very popular, too.
Okay. Yeah, I posted the picture of it on our KLQP Facebook page, if you want to take a look at what we're talking about. Dwayne, what is our UFTA plant or our UFTA situation that we have this week?
We're going to UFTA situation
okay.
A couple things. And I don't think I've talked about this before, but I had 5 calls in a row. My tree isn't doing good. Oh, what's wrong with it? So I went out and looked at these. And everyone, they had damaged the tree by hitting it with a lawnmower.
Really?
Yep. Everybody's got to get that last blade of grass right up by the trunk. And they hit it. They skim it with the lawnmower and peels the bark back.
And that damages the tree, huh?
Oh, God, it's like cutting your wrist.
Oh, really?
Well, the water-carrying tissue, the mineral-carrying tissue is right underneath the bark. It's called the cambium layer. And when you destroy that, it can't carry the water up and can't carry the minerals back down to the roots. And you'll kill it.
Oh, wow.
That's why you have a tree guard on there, or you dig around it and put some wood chips or rock around it so you don't have to get that. You don't want to hit the trunk of the tree.
Okay, don't do that then.
That's a no-no.
And that would be an oofta.
That's an oofta.
All right, we're going to get to a couple questions that we didn't have time to get on last week. So here we go. You ready, Dwayne?
I'm ready.
All right, this person says, prune flowering shrubs during the summer or wait until later? When should you prune lilac shrubs?
Lilac shrubs better be done pretty quick because lilacs flower on old growth, okay? That means it forms a bud this year to flower next year. And if you go and prune that in the spring, you're going to cut that flower bud off. So prune your lilacs right now, okay? And so they form that bud. Other bushes flower on new growth, like spireas, potentillas. You can, as soon as they're done flowering, prune those, and they'll get new growth, and they'll flower again that year. So spireas, you can prune 3-4 times a year, and you'll get new flowers after each one of those.
Okay.
You don't have to wait till fall. I wouldn't do like your hydrangeas or the things that are really blooming really nice now.
Okay.
Do those later in the year. Rule of thumb is to prune a bush or your perennials after it's done flowering.
Okay. Can I spray for crabgrass and dandelions together, and can I do it now?
You can do it now. I wouldn't do it when it's 90-plus degrees out. There's a product called Q-Ball or Q that you can use and spray, and it'll kill the crabgrass that's out there now.
Okay.
It'll turn it brown, or even sometimes it turns it white. Crabgrass will die at first frost. It doesn't like it at all. It's an annual grass. It doesn't like cold weather. So if you're just going after that, I wouldn't spray it because it's going to die pretty soon.
All right.
But it's bad out there. That should be off the plant, too. I think that was last week.
Yep. All right. We're getting questions in here left and right. So here we go. What kind of grass seed is the best to plant around our area here? My lawn has lots of shade and not a lot of sun during the day. And when should you plant the grass seed? Now?
Plant the grass seed now. You always plant grass when usually the state fair is going on. So end of August till the middle of September. You usually do a mixture of grass, okay? Bluegrass, ryegrass, fescue grass. Fescue grass is usually more shade tolerant, so you'd have one with more fescue in. If you look at a shady mix, you'll have more fescue in it. But you should have a mixture of ryegrass, bluegrass, and fescue grass.
Okay. And you have that at Heather, obviously?
That.
What's that?
A local good nursery has those.
I was just going to say, you have that at Heather.
Yeah.
You know what? Yep. I think I'm going to come over and get a couple bags of them.
Then, you know, we're having a lot of lawn disease problems.
Yep.
And make sure they get name brand grass seeds because they're more disease resistant. And it's a lot easier to get a nice lawn with better grass seed. And
okay.
So you don't have problems with all these diseases we're having because of the high humidity we're having.
Okay. All right, this listener here wants to know, will you be having a fall sale on perennials? And if so, when?
We always have a fall is for planting sale, and we usually do that mid-September.
Okay.
So we'll have our perennials and some of our trees and shrubs in our fall is for planting sale. Some of them, we have way too many of them. If you want to come and talk to me, I can maybe work out a deal with you.
Okay. All right, another listener wants to plant an apple tree, Dwayne, which would produce good eating apples earlier than Honeycrisp. What do you suggest?
Honeycrisp is an October apple. That means it's the prime, it's the sweetest it's going to be in October, okay? So Honeycrisp isn't the early apple. Earlier apples, we used to have Beacon apple around. Don't see that very often anymore, but Minnesota developed an apple called State Fair, which is ripe at State Fair time, and also another one called Zestar. Those two are good ones. My wife Betty and I went orchard hopping this past weekend, which if you want something else to, there's a lot of orchards throughout Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa. We even went down into Iowa. We found two apples that we really liked that were early. One's called Sunrise, and one's called Red Free. And those are very good. And that Red Free, they make a real sweet apple cider out of it. And my Betty doesn't like cider very much, but she liked that one. So.
Okay.
Death Star, Beacon was the old one, State Fair, Sunrise, Red Free.
Okay. How long does it take an apple tree to produce apples?
People who plant apple trees say it takes them too long. You're going to plant the tree. Usually we sell trees that are probably 5 to 6 years old, so they're getting to their maturity. But you plant the tree, that the first year is going to not do a lot. Second year is going to set roots. Third year you think you should get something, but the fourth and fifth year you'll get apples.
Okay. Let's try to squeeze our last question in here, Duane. Indoor Norfolk pine is losing green branches. It is several years old, has been healthy. Why are green branches falling off?
A Norfolk Island pine in the southern states or the tropics is a tropical tree, okay? Tree wants to form a trunk, drops its bottom branches off, so it's doing a natural thing. It's forming a trunk tree, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Other things is low humidity around there. Doesn't like to have a cold breeze on it. Don't have it setting in front of an air conditioning unit. Like sunlight. It's an evergreen, so it likes sunlight.
Okay.
Maybe needs to be replanted, and don't forget the fertilizer.
Okay. And our comment from someone, my tomatoes are finally turning red. Hooray.
Nutritional thing, fertilize it, and enjoy your tomatoes. Great.
Yeah, a lot of people are canning tomatoes, and good crop of tomatoes this year, it looks like.
Yep, I've been enjoying BLTs or just cutting them up and eating them. Love tomatoes.
All right, got about a minute left here. What's happening over there at Heather? What you got going on over there, Duane?
We just got our fall mums in, okay? Decorative mums, garden mums. Decorative mums you see kind of seen all over now. They're not hardy. They don't make the Minnesota winters, so just use them as a decoration. A lot of people put them on their front steps. We also have the Minnesota mums, Minnesota mammoth mums, which are perennial mums, and you can plant those out in your garden. The mammoth mums get huge.
Okay.
So try those out.
All right.
No, just don't. If you're buying, going to all these discount stores or big box stores, those are not Minnesota hardy mums. Those are just for decoration.
All right. So head on over to Heather Nursery in Floral and Greenhouse, and where you're located at and when you open, Duane.
We're located in Madison there, Dawson and Montevideo. We're open 8:30 till 5:30, depending on what store. We're open Saturdays from noon, from 9 till noon. If you need other time like that, just give us a call. Again, right. Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and we have cut flowers and bedding plants.
Right.
And everybody have a great week and enjoy your garden.
All right. Thanks a lot, Duane. Talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Have a good day, Paul.
Yep. Duane Hasted with The Garden Show.